If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Stuff.biz.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the show? Get behind the paywall and get the rest of the story. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and choose the subscription model that works best for you. And don't forget, every Tuesday evening there is an Odyssey stream where Southern Sun will take your donations through a credit card or a debit card in exchange for a subscription. You have no idea how much content you're missing. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and let's fix that.
Oh, yes. It's one of your last couple times to view that beautiful cover image on the way in as number 1100 hits on Monday. It is the Daily Show at 1098.
This is the good stuff. The right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
I'm sure we can find a way for like somebody to like fall ill and we can just delay episode 1100 by like four or five episodes like happened around like episode 1000.
Well, I thought actually you were going to say because we're just going to be consumed in nuclear war within the next couple weeks.
Hmm.
So you'll just never get to see it.
Yeah, it's amazing how the table talks have commenced.
I would welcome such a development, but I'm just going to assume that like I would never be so lucky as to be consumed by nuclear hellfire, so I get out of having to deal with the crap that we have to deal with. But
is there a chain link fence nearby? Sink
my fingers through the links of that fence and hang on tight.
I could grab like the wood latticing that I installed out there.
You can grab the wainscoting?
Wainscoting. Well, the lattice, you can get your fingers through it. The wainscoting, you can't really grab it. Or like the T111. You can't really grab the T111. You got to grab
some kind of molding you can maybe grab.
So the closest chain link fence to me is about an eighth of a mile, so I need a little bit of advance warning, just a little bit.
Yeah, I'd probably have to move about a mile. I have to get about a mile away from here to get to a chain link fence. That's true. There's a baseball field nearby that has a chain link fence. I could go grab that one.
Dude, I couldn't even grab my towel rack because every time I yank the towel a little bit too hard, that thing fucking comes out of the wall anyway.
I could grab the grate on my heater. It might be hot, though. My little space heater.
That might be. Well, yeah, there's going to be the heat. You probably won't notice the heat.
I just need enough time to queue up the Terminator 2 soundtrack and go to that chain link fence. That's all I need.
Yeah.
Like the Guns N' Roses song?
No.
Oh, why not? You can be mine.
The main theme.
Oh.
Whatever the theme was whenever the bomb was going on.
I would turn on the Guns N' Roses song. That was like handpicked by what the hell's his name? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Really?
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know that piece.
Yeah, he liked mainstream hard rock. So I guess he got to pick.
Makes sense.
Like the new Guns N' Roses wasn't out yet, and I think he got to pick which song he wanted to be on the soundtrack. He's like, I like the heaviest one. Give me that one. And that was it. Every other song in that fucking shit was half-assed and girly. Anyway, we don't care about Guns N' Roses. We don't care about Arnold Schwarzenegger. We care about.
I have to say, like.
What do we care about?
I have to just say that, like, I'm frankly, you know,
there it is.
I'm just sickened by this government. Frankly, it's disgusting.
I'm sickened by the government, by everything.
Are you eyes rolling out of your head at the denial of the pretense? Like, this is totally not a nation that completely exists for no other purpose than to further the interests of the Jewish people.
It's
like trying
so
to pretend like that's
that
not
that
what's going on here. Like, I love it. It's like, let's pretend this country's not totally owned and run by them and for them. Let's pretend, like, yeah. I mean, the way the mainstream media and the way politicians talk about it, did you see, like, the Josh Hawley, like, extermination calls? Like,
Republican senator.
Josh Hawley wants to, Josh Hawley wants got the Gaza Strip wiped off the fucking face of the earth.
Dude, so does Marco Rubio. Yep. So does Lindsey Graham. Yep. I'm sure there's more.
There's nothing I find more disgusting than blatant exterminationism.
Well, I know, right? I find this idea funny. Because, like, again, Greg Johnson in his two articles.
Spencer Quinn. Totally different person. totally not Greg Johnson.
Whatever. He was the one
Spencer
saying
Quinn
the
is
comments,
not
so
Spencer Quinn is
matter.
Spencer Quinn is totally not temporarily embarrassed Greg Johnson. It's totally not a pen name that he made up to make it look like a lot of people write for his site. Maybe you should find a way to make like a lot of people read your site.
He's actually embarrassed about it. It's just a pen name he uses. But here's the thing.
Okay, I guess. What? I don't know. It's weird.
Weird basically, thing. He was getting pushback in his comments. Oof. And he said to people, don't play this little exterminationist game here. Go back to TRS and then, like, ban them. I was
that's good, though, because this is where we have mature conversations about things like that.
I'm not offended by
being called. You should come here for that conversation.
Well, you should actually discuss it.
You should actually come here to get a better take. But the other thing I would say is, like, who the fuck are you calling exterminationist? Like, you in his article, he legitimately calls for essentially taking the Republican Party position. I was actually surprised that it was that dumb, but I hadn't read it yet.
Really,
but you had.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's literally saying to, like, attack Joe Brandon and support Trump support the GOP. Like,
do you want me to read it to you?
Yeah.
Sure. I'll find it. Here, keep talking.
I don't want to spend all show doing this.
Yeah, so we can play the video that I just teed up.
We'll play all the videos.
I can't play a video and look for a post at the same time, guys. Relax.
No. We won't go overboard. But I would say that, you know, the thing is that it's like that excuse of calling us exterminationists just because we don't support Israel. Because in his mind, and I remember he did this to Keith Woods several years ago on Twitter, where Keith basically said something anti-Zionist and Greg called him an exterminationist because his point was like, why don't you just admit you want to kill all the Jews, Keith? Because apparently the option is like Jews rule in Israel or kill all the Jews. Those are like he's got some logical progression where that makes sense and like can't be refuted in his own mind. Of course, it's just completely possible to just be like, that's not my position.
So Greg Johnson's main fucking focus is to make sure Jews live forever. Make sure no one threatens a hair on a Jew's head. Like that's your modus operandi now.
But
that's,
the problem
that's where
is
you're at.
That the exterminationist slander can be applied to you because you are supporting people and you are calling for people to support people who are in fact going full exterminationist. So the only thing I can conclude is that the only people that enemies of the Jews are to be exterminated and the Jews are not. Well, the problem is that includes us on the other side. So, you know, effectively supporting the right of the Jews to exterminate their enemies, you're saying they have a right to exterminate you.
If you want to do this utilitarianism or you talk about who should be exterminated in order to like bring about some kind of peace, well, you've
I don't
got want to
have that kind of conversation.
Right, but they do. They do.
Right.
And if you want to have that conversation, the answer is very obvious when you just count the number of people in the Middle East.
The answer to being called an exterminationist is just to laugh. Ha ha. I don't care if you call me that. You can't debate your way out of the topic because you're just a Zionist shill, Greg Johnson. Yeah, I don't remember you always being this way. This is a later development that I don't quite understand. Well, I understand it.
Well, I think it just didn't really come up too much in those early days because it was pretty quiet.
I guess so.
Other than the 2014 war, there was a big.
But it's like don't try to cast moral aspersions on people and pretend you have the high ground because of extermination. You just are a Zionist.
Here's the other funny thing.
You want Israel to exist forever and rule the country and rule the world. As if I could ever find the stupid article in Bang, because God forbid you'd be able to search in Bang. You just are taking the Republican Zionist position that Donald Trump, King of Israel, needs to just rule. He needs to rule specifically because the Democrats are failing at keeping their Zionist promise. That's his point in the article.
What do we get out of that, though?
Jews get to rule the world forever. That's all. You don't get anything about it. What are you talking about?
Oh.
You get to be a white servant of the Jews for as long as you survive.
What?
No, it's just nothing. Just do it. Just do it or I'm going to call you names. I mean, it's pathetic. It's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. Of course, I can't find it.
Yeah, like someone literally said, I can read it off my phone. Need to support Israel to get rid of Jews, like in his comment section. And he was like, don't play your exterminationist game here. Go back to TRS. And I was like, whoever that poster was, yes, you can come here. But also, like, I wouldn't immediately assume from that person's post that's the implication of what they were saying.
Or you could go to Marco Rubio. You could go to him, too. He also plays exterminationist game.
Well, yeah.
He Lizzie talks Graham more about exterminationism than we do, actually.
No, yeah, they're right. And they're blatantly doing it on the mainstream news in front of everybody. Additionally, you know, Elon Musk's Twitter is apparently a safe space for exterminationism, as long as you're talking about enemies of the Jews. I believe you can probably also talk about exterminating white people on Elon Musk's Twitter. I think that would probably fly under the radar.
The way things are going right now, I wouldn't be surprised if we get a knock at the door for supporting Palestine.
Oh, it's definitely happening places. It's happening in Europe.
In the UK.
It's already illegal to say you support Hamas in the UK. It's probably going to become illegal to say you support Palestine, and they might ban the Palestinian flag. I don't know if they'll go that far, but they might. They're going to get pushed
back.
This
is incredible.
But they might. But, you know, it's just strange. And additionally, you know, we are seeing the Jews go full Charlottesville once more, where they are reacting like they reacted after the Charlottesville protests. Of course, Greg Johnson had a very similar reaction to that, which is that you shouldn't have done that. That was very bad. Now the Jews are justified in doing what they're doing to you. So, but I don't want to make this whole show about that guy, because there's just a lot more shit to talk about. But the problem is, again, when we get into these arguments with people or other figures that are sort of
having
phonies
an argument with anybody
in the dissident right sphere.
I'm not having an argument. They're exposing themselves.
I understand what you're saying.
They're exposing themselves as phony.
Right.
That's basically
But my point, this is kind of what I'm building to. I just use different kinds of language. Yeah. My point is that whenever these things come up, we get proven correct very quickly. Because, let me give you an example. So, Thultide is opposed to what we're saying, and he's trying to fall back on...
Thultide's a girl. Stop calling him he.
Okay, whatever.
Thultide is a person. Woman.
I've seen what Thultide looks like, and...
Okay, well, look, that's okay, again, right, let me make the point. This is important to me to make these points. That he falls back on, and this is a very common tactic, and it's one that Jews use to fool people, which is they give you other different abstractions to get invested in, other than like the material reality of you, your group, and them, right? And so it's like, you wouldn't want to be a leftist. You wouldn't want to support anti-colonial theory. Right, as if we're somehow hidebound to anti-colonial theory, where if we say we support the Palestinians, then we're somehow like logically this is Thultai's position. We're somehow like logically now required
because this is just empty
to support
shilling.
Our
they
own
just,
extermination
they just,
by like Indians or something.
They're just
like
yelling,
that, right?
"Why don't you support Israel?" That's all but, I hear. Like if you have to tune this stuff out, it's like you put on glasses from They Live.
All these arguments
I are
that.
Fake.
Like, yeah, actually, I disagree with settler colonialism. I think it's bad, but it's too late for us.
Fuck
now,
that.
So we have to deal
colonialize everything. I don't care. Just not Israel. It's a very simple principle.
This
is just
correct.
Not Israel. No Jews.
I understand.
Jews not allow. Everything Jews wants to do, I say no. And I'm not frustrated. I'm just saying,
to,
like,
to give them the counter arguments. People want us to give them
the counter arguments. Is you are a Zionist chill.
Yes. I understand.
The counter argument is you are an enemy. The counter argument is you're pretending to be a white advocate when you're just a Jewish advocate and you've exposed yourself. The smart thing to do would be to realize that nothing that we say on any of these shows or Telegram channels is going to affect what happens in the Middle East. They're going to do what they're going to do. Hopefully the Arab countries will get together and they will wipe Israel off the face of the map. They may not, but it's not out of our hands. And the smart move, if you're a fraud, if you're like Thomas Sowell, if you're like Thultide, if you're like Greg Johnson, is to just shut up about this and stop declaring from the rooftops, "I don't care about Israel and Palestine." It's like, yes, you do. You post about it constantly.
Well, you care about it a lot.
If you want to pretend that it's no big deal, then just don't talk about it. Talk about other stuff. But instead,
well,
you get caught. You get hoisted by your own like loss of fucking. Like you have no idea what's going on. You just can't. You can't handle that someone is talking about Israel in a bad way. Oh my God, these anti-Zionists. We have to stop them. Well, they're Duganist and socialist. Fuck you. I will fucking march with Dugan and social. I will hoist the commie flag.
Dugan is actually. You wouldn't march with Dugan because he's got really bad taste.
No, I'm trying to do their thing. Like, I don't care about anything you say other than death to Israel. All I care about is death to Israel.
Right. So,
and if you don't care about death to Israel, then what do you care about? You care about Israel living forever and ruling over these countries. Every fucking fake little post you make bitching about this or that issue is Israel's fault. And you love them. And you want it to stay. You want white people to keep dying. You want this country to keep having open borders. You want Europe to be overrun by Muslim immigrants because you don't support Israel. That's what you want. You want Muslim packy rape gangs all over the UK and Europe. You want Sweden to continue to be fucking ravaged by Africans because you love Israel so much. That's what you want. There's no way around it. All these things that you're pretending, Matt, you want, I don't know.
Well, I was trying to tie to capitalism. True, because you're just you're turning exactly what they do around and saying, no, because you support Israel, you inherently support all the logical conclusions of supporting
Israel,
which is exactly
what's happening.
You support
a tiny little piece of fucking dirt with 10 million people and holding the entire world hostage.
Yep,
right. That's what they're doing right now, which is what they're doing right now. And they're doing that because they control the United States. Mm-hmm. And their power is centered on that little fucking piece of desert. And that's where it exists. And that's where we are ruled from. And this became painfully obvious during this whole thing with how many of these fucking people have dual fucking passports. You know, 25%.
Sven needs me to sign up for a paywall subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. Okay, Sven, I'm your number one guy. I'll do it.
Percent of that population has another passport. They're citizens of another country. So this idea that, like, if they lose the war, then they'll all come here, we'll have 7 million more Jews, that's bullshit, because those 7 million Jews might as well already be here. And the reason I say that is because they are fucking completely supported by our state through tax money and everything else. We subsidize everything we support everything they do, we militarily support them, we bribe their enemies not to fight them, and they get constant aid and subsidy from us. They might as well be the 51st state.
$260 billion.
And additionally, our, like, governors of our states go over there to sign bills. Like, all of our cabinet members of the presidency are Jewish, the ones that are in charge of national security, war, and fucking, like, internal security. They're all Jewish. They junk it back and forth between Israel. We're effectively already ruled by the people that live in Israel, and they're constantly going back and forth. The NYPD, or was it the New York State Police or whatever, was already over there.
Is there a
whole bunch of them. So Cory Booker was there. How many
American
fucking
government is just over
they're
there?
They're always over there. Over there now. They're all over there right now. Like, Blinken is over there right now. So the thing is that this idea that, like, oh, they'll suddenly flood in, and this will, like, somehow increase the Jewish control. You can't increase the Jewish control of this country.
No, it's total. It's 100%.
It's complete, already done. So, and the Jews in Israel exercise as much control as the Jews here. They're working. I mean, they actually are involved in a little bit of a spat right now, and they're having a bit of a problem. But we're not part of that.
Well,
we
so here's my thing with that. All right, so you're going to have, like, I don't know, 7 to 10 million Jewish refugees. Well, just talk to Marco Rubio about what you should do with those people. You guys could have a conversation. He's got ideas. He's an ideas man.
Right, but it's also like,
oh, I think that was a cue.
First of all, there's also another thing. This is another thing, and this is what I can't stand. And I am going to answer these arguments, even though I know the fundamental thing is you're just a coward and you want to support Israel because you're a pussy. Yes, I get that. But I also want to
you're a traitor.
Because it's fun for my brain.
You're not a pussy. You're a traitor. You're taking a stand on something on the internet.
Yeah, that's
with your soy.
Well,
but you're just a traitor.
But it's because you're afraid. But it's because you're more afraid of Jews than you are of us. And
I don't know
we're going to change
that.
Our calculus.
I don't know if these people project a whole lot of who's signing your paychecks. I don't know if it's about being afraid.
Well, yeah, that's entirely possible too. But I don't have any evidence, so it's,
the
I'd
evidence is
not.
The project. The evidence is every projection is a confession.
Okay.
How many times have they asked where who's signing your check? I just saw it last week. It's clear who's signing their checks. Who, like Hezbollah?
I'm getting money
from, like,
well, that's
from Hamas.
That's a very interesting. That's a
Hamas
very interesting
is even
comment.
More banned than we are.
Well, Hamas
who,
can.
Who
Hamas
would
can
you
definitely
suggest it is?
She can. They can definitely, you know, spare the resources to support, like, a podcast
well,
show
I'm very
in
curious,
America
like, who,
that has
who
nothing
you,
to do with them.
Who would you suggest that it is? Like, that's a very interesting comment.
That's why it's a projection. It's a projection. You think these little shitbag botted up internet properties generate any revenue for the fucking like supposedly censored and unpersoned people who run them? No.
Well, hold on. My point is this. One, actually, what we say does matter. And I know it does because we're suppressed. If what we say didn't matter, they wouldn't spend all this time surveilling and suppressing us. They do that because what we say does matter. And they know that if they didn't do that, we would have already taken our place as, like, significantly large intellectuals in the right-wing scene in America. Personalities, people that are giving ideas, right? We would already be, like, pretty well in, like, the big thick of it. And we were for a little while, and it generated a lot of hatred and resentment from people because they didn't want to have to take the hard, actual, real stance on this. And also there's just Jews that are constantly up in that dissident sphere. people that are listening to this are probably having a bit of deja vu because Stryker and I went over a lot of this stuff last night. But I do want to answer some of the issues. Like, first of all, the colonialism thing, right? Again, I mean, Alex can even take that one. Like, I don't have to support or not support any kind of colonialism. Like, I could support some kinds and oppose other kinds. It could be a case-by-case basis. Maybe there was some colonialism that was okay. Maybe some of it was bad. But, like, I, you know, I could also say, yeah, this is my country, and also that's not their country. Like, I don't – I'm not required by
I could morally take a stand and say, hey, you know, I think that settler colonialism is bad, but currently I'm not engaged in any sort of oppression of a native group at the moment, right, unlike the fucking Israelis.
But additionally, it's also a straw man because I have never actually said I oppose Israel because it's a settler colonial state. You can't actually find us really saying that. We say we oppose Israel because it's a Jewish state.
Yeah.
We oppose Israel because it's a Jewish state.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also committing all these evil crimes. Mm-hmm. But it's committing those evil crimes against the Palestinians, against all those surrounding Arabs, and against Europe and against America. So it's a criminal state. Israel's a criminal state. It's filled with criminals, and it does criminal things, and it should be punished. And its punishment should be it doesn't exist anymore. The state doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what should happen. So, like, again, trying to like basically be like, but there's people that also don't like Israel that have this position. Therefore, you are required to take that position. That doesn't make any sense. Additionally, the whole thing of they'll all come here. They're already here. I'm telling you, Jews in Israel are already here. They're already ruling you.
Like I was saying, like I would have to build a time machine to go back and fix colonial problem elsewhere. Right. I don't have to build a time machine to fix the colonial issue in Israel. You can just directly fucking oppose that one.
Explain to me what barriers there are to having influence in the United States to a Jew in Israel. What are his barriers to having influence in the United States that he wouldn't have if he came over here? Like, how would his ability to influence the United States be increased by being over in America? If anything, it would be lessened. And that doesn't mean I want a bunch of Jews coming over here, but hear me out. Like, if you vote, if you're a fucking retard, low IQ, what do they call it? Like, Haredi Jew in Israel, and you vote for the retard Itamar Ben-Gvir coalition, you actually help Benjamin Netanyahu keep his government intact. If you came over here, you wouldn't get to do that. Instead, you'd have to vote in the stupid butt-goy Democrat versus Republican elections, which are stage shows. So your ability to influence how America's policy goes would be lessened. Because every Jew's vote counts for significantly more in Israel when they vote for the government of Israel. So they're actually more powerful in Israel. They have more ability to run our lives. It's also not simply a numbers game. If it was simply a numbers game, white people would already control this country. I could go on and on.
This is literally ruining the show. It's like, I don't need to like parry every excuse you have to not support the destruction of the Israeli regime. Like your search for an excuse to not do it, regardless of what it is, just proves who you are. You're just one of them, and I don't care about you. And I'm not threatened by any of your name calling. I'm not morally shamed by whatever. It's like, whatever. I know the NJP doesn't stand with me on this, but yeah, I'm a total exterminationist. Fuck them, every last one. You want a barrier to Jewish influence in the United States? How about 6 feet of dirt? That's a good barrier to political influence.
Yeah,
I don't care.
But that's,
and I don't care. I
mean, yeah, he can say that because, I mean, American politicians say that.
I mean,
that's,
you might
the same
be able to say it, though, because they use the same rhetoric. But I'll say this. I understand that it is ruining the show.
He should
but
be running for office.
It's my personal, like, autism that, like, my when I see these things, my brain gets in gear, like, to refute them. And it's
I would rather just celebrate.
But we should just talk about something else.
I would just rather celebrate what's going on. And I would rather make fun of what they're in support of, like this. I think McNabb tried to tee it up, and I tried to play it, but I don't think you picked up on it.
Well, this
like
is this. What you're effectively supporting if you're supporting. Yeah, if you're saying we should all support
if you
the
think
review.
That Sven's comment goes too far, let's just watch this video clip.
My comments do not go too far. My comments are perfect.
Is there a way for Israel to destroy Hamas without causing mass...
It's Tapper.
Without causing mass... Israel to destroy Hamas without causing massive casualties against the innocent people of Gaza. There are more than
in a theoretical world where you Jews care about such a thing.
2 million people in the Gaza Strip.
Well, you can see how hesitant he is to even present such a scenario. Like he's having a trouble even kind of like figuring out how.
And I guess Rubio is going to say no. Fuck.
A million of them are children.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way Israel can be expected to coexist or find some diplomatic off ramp with these savages. I mean, these are people,
as a savage, feel the same way.
Been reporting, and others have seen, that deliberately targeted teenage girls, women, children, the elderly, not just for rape and murder, but then dumping their bodies off in the streets of Gaza, where the crowds can then defile their lifeless bodies. I mean,
don't be a party pooper.
It's horrifying.
They were having a good time out there. Those are my dancing Palestinians, and we love them.
Things, and I don't think we know the full extent of it yet. I mean, there's more to come in the days and weeks ahead.
Well, the Jews are going to make more bullshit up, because that shit's all fucking fake, by the way.
They have to be eradicated.
Nah, fuck it. It's real, and it's cool.
No, hold on. but it's not, though. Like,
but I don't care.
It's not.
No me frego.
I understand that you don't care, but... trust my instincts on this. It's important that they be that the fact that they're lying be exposed.
Sure, that's
they're
true.
Lying. Point and they're lying to whip people up into a genocidal furor. So they are lying about what the Arabs are doing, what the Palestinians are doing, and they're doing it to make excuses for this kind of shit. So yeah, I'm going to say that they're lying, and I'm not going to take I'm not going to be the same as them.
And you've pointed out to the very difficult challenge ahead. This is going to be incredibly painful. This is going to be incredibly difficult, and it's going to be horrifying, the price to pay. But even more horrifying is allowing a group like this to continue to be a viable group operating from a space that they control. I wish, in an ideal world, people
soon
would
that space is going to be from the river to the sea.
Tell you that there
that's
is,
where they're going
to
be operating from.
I don't see any other option. It's a terrible option, but it remains the only option.
Well, that's even more – that's somewhat more moderate than what Lindsey Graham was saying, which is, of course –
well, he's basically saying that they need to take out Hamas, and, yeah, we probably can't do it without basically harming the civilian.
He kind of beats around the bush. He doesn't really want to answer the question, but the fact of the matter is he actually does not care, and he is well aware of what is involved in – so-called like removing Hamas from Gaza. Like, he's well aware what that involves. The problem is that there's two ways they could do it. One is they could literally kill every single citizen of Gaza by bombing them, which is, believe me, on the table for them. The other is they could actually try to go in with a ground assault with infantry and tanks and armored vehicles and all that shit, and confront Hamas and kill all the Hamas fighters that come to challenge them until they actually plod their way through the entire Gaza Strip, which will take months, and thousands of Jew soldiers will die. And Israel will be totally destabilized, particularly if Lebanon actually enters the war.
I believe they see this as an opportunity to prune that population down, to whittle it down to some degree, because it's very densely populated over there. And Jews see this as a great opportunity. Let's see how many Palestinians we can wipe out.
Yeah. And also, like, or get to – and the funny thing is, it has to be genocidal because – and again, I don't use that word lightly. I know that word is bandied about a lot, and it's
well,
it's
thanks
not,
to the Jews.
Oftentimes
– the Jews make sure that Jews make sure that no one's ever not thinking about genocide on a daily basis.
Right, because
it's their concept, it's their idea. They do.
But they employ it dishonestly. They don't give a fuck about genocide.
No, they use it.
For a religious –
They use it totally dishonestly. Well, here, I'll just – this is Lindsey Graham if you want to just hear this.
I
could give you the video. It's only 7 seconds.
Just play it. I'm trying to find it. I can't find it here.
Okay, here it is.
We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place. We're in a religious war here. I am with Israel. Do whatever the hell you have to do to defend yourself. Level the place.
Does he mean like you want to send in construction crews to help? Like, is there like a tilt that the Gaza Strip
we'll
come in with levels and we'll straighten it out so maybe you people won't fall off
the bases of all those towers? Level.
He means exterminate them like rats and cockroaches.
Yeah.
Oh, level the place like with munitions.
Yeah. I didn't know that Josh Hawley said something similar, but again,
I have to find that. That was on X, I believe.
I just keep having flashbacks to like post 9/11 era where they wanted to just glass the whole Middle East. That was a lot of bluster.
The thing is, you didn't hear politicians saying it. No. Now, that there's a lot of bluster from politicians were actually pretty sort of measured in what they were going to have a response. We're going to go in there and do humanitarian aid to the people, and the people are different from the bad people and blah, blah, blah. Right. They were doing all that. They're not bothering anymore. Because the fact of the matter is that the Palestinians are all bad people from their perspective. They're all in the way. They're all, of course, the Gazans do support Hamas. There's all open season on all of them. The other thing is, you know, they told the Palestinians to leave, and then they bombed the border crossing with Egypt 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then they cut off all food, water, and fuel. They've cut off all ports of entry. They bombed their port, their seaports. And then the Egyptian government said, we're going to send an aid convoy in to the Palestinians. And as that aid convoy was approaching, they bombed the crossing into Gaza from Egypt again.
Josh Hawley's Twitter is making me physically enraged just reading
this
shit.
And so the thing is, when you do that, when you say, hey, civilians flee, and then you bomb the only way that they can flee.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. For your subscription today.
Well, you want to kill them all.
Yeah.
When you cut off all food and fuel and water, and then another country tries to send them humanitarian supplies, and you bomb the street that they're driving on so they can't get through, then you want to kill them all. The world is actually starting to notice this. And so it's one thing that people were spellbound for a day by, oh my God, the Jewish media fucking histrionics over my poor raver chicks and my poor, now we've got the beheaded babies bullshit, which has already been debunked. The raver chick being paraded dead has already been debunked. She's alive. She's in a hospital in Gaza. Her mother came out and told the news.
Have the Israelis bombed that hospital yet?
Well, she's probably fucking dead. And she's going to die because there's no fuel. And so all the lights and all the electricity is off in that hospital. So he's probably dead.
I want to pivot to Josh Hawley for just a second.
So, yeah.
Do you remember how Josh Hawley was grilling the FBI?
No, but okay.
He was doing some stuff with the FBI, like anti-FBI rhetoric and trying to hold their feet to the fire.
He was doing the congressional hearing play acting. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like why are you investigating citizens for their political beliefs? That kind of shit. So here he is retweeting a guy who says thousands of American leftists are attending pro-Hamas rallies to cheer on mass murder, and on Thursday there will be pro-terror rallies on numerous college campuses. Is the FBI, and he tags the FBI here, is the FBI paying attention or too busy investigating Catholics, Trump supporters?
No, they're paying attention, okay? Because remember, the FBI isn't mad at Catholics just because. The issue is that they're worried that something was brewing in the Catholic Church that might be a threat to Jews. Well, that has just been superseded by another priority, and that is this. Okay, that is this. You want to know what's funny? You know, Tony and Warren were in England for the meeting with Mark Collette, and I was a little bit nervous because Mark put that picture of Warren out before he had gotten home. He's home now. Before he had gotten home, and I was like, oh, great. I hope that you don't suddenly get harassed. And then I was like, wait, actually, no, because the Home Office is going to be too busy surveilling all those fucking Arabs that they brought into England.
Yeah, like,
you're probably going to slide on this one. And
he's talking about there's a Students for Justice in Palestine movement at some university. Josh Hawley is like, is any terrorist money flowing to these student groups actually promoting terrorism? Because he wants them arrested.
Yeah, he wants them fucking arrested. He wants a reason to RICO them on some terrorism charge. Yeah, it's exactly.
Well, no, they would get wrapped up in DHS charges of some sort, because that's one of the things they've gotten people with is, oh, are you funding a terrorist organization overseas?
Well, they could also figure out if they are getting any money from anywhere overseas or from maybe from an Arab country, from maybe one of the, you know, and just declare that a terrorist thing. And then
I get my money from Pfizer.
A lot of bluff, but they will absolutely the FBI. We are actually probably going to, although they're probably going to keep they're probably going to keep breathing down our necks, but they see, frankly, I'll be perfectly honest, they see these leftist groups as a bit more of a threat right now than us. And so they are probably going to be going after them. And
Josh Hawley had all of this bluster against the FBI, and now he's just calling for American citizens to be arrested because they have the wrong political opinions about Israel.
Right. He wants all resources headed for Ukraine diverted to Israel. That's what he said.
Right. And basically, this was, just so you understand, this was always what the anti-woke movement was about. Was this. It wasn't like we actually have a principled stance on like free speech and stuff like that. It was that like we want the FBI to be doing more time policing critics of Israel than policing critics of wokeness. And right now the Jews are like, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Do that.
Yeah.
And that's why, you know, that's why the DSA, the left is also having their own internal struggle session about this. The DSA had to disavow the Palestine rally in New York City. AOC came out and disavowed the Palestine rally in New York City, which, of course, caused some internal kerfluffle in their circles. They're having big, you know, whatever, like they're having infighting and whatever's going on. They probably are having similar arguments from a different perspective than to what we're having. The difference is that they have a much longer history of an ideological position that I think is dumb, but they do have an ideological position. I think it's wrong, but they have one on the Israel-Palestine thing. They are actually the ones that are like, we are against settler colonialism and blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. And of course, that's an op because it's not, the issue is not settler colonialism.
No.
The issue is a state dedicated to essentially genociding other people, which is not what settler colonialism historically has been. The you know, there maybe were times a colonial power would like oppress maybe the people, the residents of the colonial state would riot and police would come in and crack skulls or something, or they'd maybe assassinate a popular resistance leader or something like that. But what the Jews are doing is trying to kill all the people themselves. Not that I necessarily support any of these other actions that may or may not have been taken throughout history. You know, who knows? Again, a case-by-case basis. I'm not taking a definite ideological stance purely on
colonialism. We don't need to get
like, it doesn't matter. It's whatever. I don't need to get
into talking about what's happening in present day.
Right. And again, that's the purpose of that kind of accusation, is to have you go down these rabbit warrens rather than actually, you know, talk about what's going on.
Killing Palestinians right this very second.
Right. In like,
as far as
numbers.
I know, nobody's bombing an Indian reservation at the moment.
And nor does anybody want to do that. Like, it's ridiculous to even accuse. Like, I don't think that white nationalists say we took over the government. We're gonna start putting settlements on the reservations. Why? We have so much other land. What the fuck do we need that for? Like, it's not our problem. Go ahead.
I'm in favor of deporting.
I'd be willing to give a little more land.
The Indians that land.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I'd rather Indians live in Chicago than blacks.
There you go. Yeah. But then, so now, shit, where was I? There's so much shit going on.
I don't know, but this is a good opportunity to jump onto something that me and James were talking about, which is like the dissident sector has sort of gone into this gay singularity where it's collapsed into just this sort of like vaguely Republican faggotry on both the left and right hand sides of it.
Yeah, they're just Republicans. It's not vaguely Republican. It's plumb line. This is where they're at. I mean, I have the Countercurrents article up now. I don't know if you want to hear it. I mean, this is probably way worse than you ever thought, Mike. So
no, I don't want to read the whole thing. Just
I'm not read the whole thing. I have the key points here that Jack Smith USA highlighted on Bang.
I want the fighting to end as soon as possible, of course. I feel the same way about the Russo-Ukrainian war, which is still going on after a year and a half of bloodshed. I'd rather contrive metapolitical solutions to boring historical problems than contrive political solutions, or God help us, military solutions, to interesting ones.
I'm like, was I wrong to say last night that like the thing about metapolitics is that it doesn't contrive solutions? It's just metapolitics. It's like, it's
He's
fun.
Literally telling you he'd rather theory sell.
Right. That's kind of how
I
took
just
that.
Want a theory, so
it's like if you want results, if you want solutions to problems, you need politics and in this case, a military solution. Anyway,
so why are you even chiming in? Like,
because he's trying to set up. I'm totally not a Zionist. I mean, that's basically like these are just like several. He's just like arranges several fig leaves, and it just doesn't work. I don't like. You have to be like.
Usually, you'd figure he'd want to take the fig leaf off.
You have to be like the right fucking level of like you have to be the right kind of retarded midwit for this to work. You have to be like dazzled by all this.
I don't think it's actually working that well.
I don't know. According to the comment section, it's not working very well. You have like,
right there. You go right.
But if this war continues, it seems best for the giant air quotes dissident right, as I put it, because you're not dissidents anymore. Do the following politically to make the most of the situation. Point number one: blame Joe Biden. On September 11th, he appropriated billions for an Iran. I'm sorry, he appropriated billions for Iran in a hostage deal. Since Hamas
has literally nothing to do with
let me do this entire hold your question till this paragraph is over, because like the fucking amount of like, oh my God, what are you is great. So blame Joe Biden. He appropriated billions for Iran in a hostage deal. Since Hamas is a tool of Iran, we can only assume that this money went towards their rather well-timed and sophisticated assault on Israel. Further, American arms left behind in Afghanistan have found their way to Hamas. All this is all proof that the Jewish mega donors of the Democrat Party are not exactly getting their money's worth. A point everyone on the right should never tire of making. So your point is, you want to tell the Jewish mega donors you'll get more bang for your buck out of us Republicans. That's what that argument is right there.
Yeah,
like they right there.
Kind of already agree, but anyway,
but I'm saying that there is right now there is no space. Really need to tell them that. There is no daylight between this so-called dissident right and just the Republicans. If that's what you're saying, and that's what Greg Johnson is saying, as Spencer Quinn, he's hiding it under a pseudonym, but he is saying, make the argument that Jewish mega donors should just give us money instead. We'll support Israel gooder than the Democrats do.
But the we is the Republican Party, though.
Right.
It's not even
that's the we. I mean, I stand here like I'm flabbergasted by this. Like I expected it to be more creative than that. There's two more points here. Number two. Point number two. Exonerate Donald Trump. Under his watch, the Iranians would not have had an extra $6 billion to play with. The $6 billion, it's their money that was just basically being held in a bank that was afraid that if it was transferred back to Iran, who rightfully earned it selling fucking oil, that the U.S. would go sanction that bank and shut it down. Like, there was no money from the United States being sent to Iran. Money was being held by another bank somewhere else. I can't remember what country. And Joe Biden was like, okay, at the end of this prisoner exchange, you can have your money back from that bank. We won't sanction the bank for transferring it to you, as long as you only use it to pay for humanitarian stuff. So further, Trump himself predicted this very war. There's a link there. I don't care. I know the dissident right. Like, wow, you predicted that like Hamas and Israel would fight again. Where does he get his like orange crystal ball? Holy shit! I know the dissident
like Kreskin all of a sudden. Like, yeah. You know.
I know the dissident right has legitimate issues with Trump. I mean, what's the dissident right? Like, apparently you don't have issues with Lindsey Graham anymore. But at least with him, we had a greater levels of peace on the international stage.
What?
It's just...
So does he believe these things, or is he saying this is what you should pretend to believe?
Wait, what?
No, he's saying he believed these. Exonerate Donald Trump, and these are the reasons why. Like, we had more international peace, and Iran wouldn't have their money, and Donald Trump predicted the war. Even though so you may have issues with Donald Trump, such as he sold us out for every single promise he ever did and made things worse, that he put his own supporters in jail, he let criminal niggers out on the streets while he pardoned like drug dealing Jews. What else do you need? Where's the wall? Where's literally anything? Where's Jeff Sessions? Where's Chris Kobach?
Why not support the Democrats? Because Alejandro Mayorkas is building 20 more miles of wall.
Further, all the dreams of a red state secession would come closer to realization under another Trump presidency,
That's legitimately not real.
Feels like a red
during which, well, during which the left may want to secede as much as the right does. No one wants to secede. No one's going to secede.
That's
just not happening.
Before we get too far afield, though,
none of these things are happening.
Literally everything you said about Iran is a lie. All of that.
Yeah. Yes. That's obvious. There's no fucking way that 6 billion. I feel dumb. Again, now I'm like Jesse. I feel dumb even addressing it. But like,
well, no, this is great.
This operation was obviously being planned for a fucking year. This Hamas operation.
Well, this
is obviously being planned for a year.
He's just completely exposing it. This is countercurrents exposed.
He doesn't even believe
this.
He's basically
Republican
saying
propaganda.
You should say this. Yeah.
It's Republican.
I doubt he believes it. I doubt
propaganda.
He is actually dumb enough to think that $6 billion like went to Hamas to fund this op. There's no evidence of it. And additionally, and I also do want to say that the
excuse of the media is money's fungible. It's like, well, when it's not when it's frozen, but whatever.
But this op was being played. Do you think they did this in 3 weeks? You think they did this
again,
in 3 weeks?
Again, the idea that, but that, who cares about, like, you're in the weeds. Like, the idea you should blame Joe Biden needs to be blamed for not upholding Zionism well enough, and we need to convince Jewish mega donors to become Republican mega donors instead, because we, as the dissident right pledges to be a part of the Republican coalition that upholds the Zionist promise for their megabucks. That's what Johnson is saying. That is the dissident right position.
Registered trademark.
Right. That's what he's offering. He's offering blame Joe Biden for not upholding the Zionist promise for the mega bucks. Give the mega bucks to the Donald Trump Republican Party instead, and we as dissidents will go right along with this mainstream Republican Party that's being run by Zionism.
So you're just like the slightly edgy wing of the Republican
Not even
Party.
Edgy.
Well, what's the point of countercurrents?
Not even that, just the mainstream.
Because you could get the same thing
for
from
Greg Johnson to bilk like.
So why don't you just join TPUSA?
It's for Greg Johnson to bilk like old homosexual queen conservatives out of their money.
I mean, yeah, it could be, but it's just like
that's all it's I for. Mean, that's all it's ever been for. Yeah, I mean,
worse than I thought
more power to him, but yeah, it's like, really man, bad, this is how you got to do it. I mean, I do any.
Well, you know what's funny is I actually had a take, which was like a reason to like lie to mainstream conservatives as well. But I was basically saying, since a lot of them are going to be hopeless, like you'll be very difficult to try and get like a mainstream conservative, particularly an older one, to take the right position because they've got a lot of dumb shit in their head that's never coming out.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you, by supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall and show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
So what you can do is simply befuddle them by saying everything is fake and staged, and then get them to be like non-supportive of a war based on the idea that all of this shit is fake and staged. The other thing is, this shit is fucking fake and staged. Well, the shit that they are putting out in the media now is legitimately fucking fake.
One thing
fake.
That gives Zio Boomers pause is whenever Republicans start talking about giving $2 billion to Israel. And they're like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
That's
but also, I think actually talk of entering a war does give them pause too, because that is actually not popular. People like U.S. troops entering a war. Now, bombing, they could probably get away with, and everybody would be like, wow, particularly if they're hopped up on all this bullshit propaganda. But like, it's actually pretty easy because these people have already been primed to say everything is fake and gay. Now, I consider it a win if you take basically like a conspiratard, COVID-tard type conservative who can't think and won't ever, you won't be able to reason them into the correct position. So, like, I was telling a story about the guy who basically said to the lady at his work, well, because she believed in the massacre of the rapers because of the body bags. She saw a video with body bags, and therefore she believed all these young, pretty girls had been killed. So he just said, oh, yeah, really? Well, they showed us body bags during COVID.
Ah.
And so she was just totally befuddled, and her enthusiasm for the whole thing just collapsed. So I endorse doing that, but the purpose of that is actually to crack a consensus that the Zionists are trying to build to get people who – the best place you could get them to would be to, like, I don't care. Right. Like that's a win with some of these people. Getting into like, I don't care is a win. It really is.
Hmm.
But with people who are actually intelligent, like to try and use these kinds of arguments, it's just insulting. It's like that's something you pull on like your senile grandpa, you know, that trick to get him to like not answer the poll. Like, yeah, go ahead and kill everyone, you know, like that kind of thing. But yeah, additionally, the other thing is you don't even have to lie to anybody anymore to say that everything they're showing you is fake, because it is fake at this point. 40 beheaded babies. Get the fuck out of here.
We have to finish.
That lie is everywhere. It is all over the place.
Yeah, it's and it's not true. It's already been debunked. But I'll bet you something. I'll bet you there's nothing on Snopes debunking it.
No.
I will bet you there is nothing on Snopes debunking it, even though it has been solidly debunked.
We have to complete.
You know what else is everywhere?
Response to countercurrents, though.
Get off my porch, you old queens! Go! Hey! Who's this next? Who's this next? You find somewhere else to hang out! I know for a fact Les Mis is in town!
Okay, so,
But we're up to point three now.
Oh, all right, let's keep
going. Point three is here's the delusional one that makes no sense. Draw attention to Jewish leadership in the United States. Like Donald Trump? Jared Kushner?
Wait, let's draw attention to Jewish leadership by electing a Jewish leader.
I mean, can I draw attention to like Donald Trump is a complete Jewish? I mean, he's a Kudnik Jewish shill. And he was in leadership for 4 years.
Yeah.
Because
why should people be upset about Jewish leadership?
I don't even understand. Like, it makes no sense. Because their loyalty
to... Why should they care after points one and two?
He says right here, because their loyalty to Israel is greater than their loyalty to white Americans. I mean, so is yours at this point, Greggy. The world has become a more dangerous place once again. In what way? For who? For Jewish ravers?
I have a hard time understanding, like... Okay. So, help the Republican Party get elected, and then tell people Jews aren't like.
Listen to this.
Why help them get elected? Why not just skip right to step three?
American Jews, through a combination of donations and propaganda, have leveraged considerable control over both major parties.
Okay.
So of course America will not let Israel fend for itself. What to let Israel fend for itself would be the exterminationist position. That would call Israel. That Israel would fall if it had to fend for itself. We are the military. We take care of Israel.
Something Greg has said in the past.
So like, what are you talking about?
Something he has said in the past that like, yeah, actually cutting Israel off would mean that they all die.
He says that says even though Israel is perfectly capable of doing that. No, it is not.
No, it's not.
Jewish warmonger.
Why do you think there's a fucking carrier group?
Right.
In the fucking Mediterranean Sea, right off the shore of Israel right now. Why the fuck do you think there's three aircraft carriers and more on the way? They can absolutely not fend for themselves. Without America, they would already have lost. They would be dead. Hezbollah would have overran that country already.
In 1968, it would have happened.
Syria and Hezbollah together would have overrun the country. Like, they would be gone. They'd be dead. If the U.S. like said today, no more aid, no military weapons, nothing, like we're just letting it go. You guys have gone too far. We can't support you anymore. Sorry. And turned those carriers around and left. The state of Israel would collapse within a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, Mike, withdrawing American military support is why you're an exterminationist.
Well, that's not my fault.
Jewish warmonger.
I'm just advocating for the interests of my race and my country and my people, which is to enough with these kikes. Jewish, like, I am not obligated to sustain them. Right?
Wait, what?
Like, whatever happens to them is kind of their fucking fault.
I thought you were an American.
If we pull out and we are like, okay, we're done, and the Arabs go in and go full exto, legitimately, that's not my problem. It's not. I'm sorry. It's not
nice
my problem
to have.
Oh, man. If only I could have such. Well, it wouldn't be a problem.
Jewish warmongering was a main. Oh, my God. I keep trying. Jewish warmongering
was
what? You too.
So Jewish warmongering. Well, what are you doing?
If that were to happen, I will finger wag at the Arabs while they do that and be like, that's not very nice. That's just not very nice.
I will literally look the other way.
Jewish warmongering was a main factor leading to the catastrophe of the Second World War. Do you hear this? Jewish warmongering was a main factor leading to the catastrophe of the Second World War. Will it lead to something similar in the near future? I'd rather not find out. Well, Jewish warmongering led to like the Jewish victory in World War II, where they got
their... Wait. So that's just a cowardly position. It's like the Jews are holding me hostage. Okay. I don't want them to kick off another war. So this could be whatever they say.
Here's a serious question. What's the strategy for shaking off the Jewish influence over us and our country?
What is the strategy
for white political freedom?
What is the strategy they want?
There isn't one.
I can't, because again, it seems like there just isn't any. And I'm like, okay, well then, again, what's your arguing for here then? It's essentially that your site doesn't mean anything because you could just join TPUSA. You would have the same positions, and you wouldn't have the baggage of being associated with someone who has been labeled as a Nazi. I mean, look, again, it's the same thing again. And now I'm actually becoming like Jesse, where like I don't even feel like addressing this shit anymore.
Here he lays out another argument that is just factually... We already proved this next argument wrong by the clips that we
it's
played.
It's factually wrong.
So he says right here,
$6 billion is factually wrong.
Our focus should be on limiting or eliminating U.S. involvement in this war rather than vocally supporting or opposing either side. Why do you care who vocally supports who? What does that have to do with anything that you're saying? Like I can vocally support whoever the fuck I want. The question is, why are you so silent? Why can't you vocally support the enemies of Israel, Greg? What's wrong? What's the discomfort? But anyway, let's not stop there. Regardless of how we feel about it. No, fuck you. This is the message that will gain the most traction among those Americans who will be most receptive to such a move. So we're going to go with the fudge around Americans now. We're at the Anthony Olive Garden now, and we're not alienate. We're going to woo the working class towards the imaginary class of white people. That is the mainstream right, which is tired of foreign wars. No, they're not. The mainstream right now is on a warmongering bloodthirst. They want to destroy Palestinians. They have been reactivated with their Arab hate, and you're part of it. The mainstream right does not want to disengage from another Israeli violent conflict. They want to glass people. They want to wipe things out. They want to do extermination to Israel's enemy. That's the problem, Greg.
That doesn't mean that there's not a subset of white Americans who are on the right that would be open to an argument we shouldn't get involved, right? There are those people. They do exist. There's probably a fair amount of them. In fact, I know there are because I was looking at, you know, this is totally unscientific, but I was looking at polls on various websites, usually from right-wing figures, and what they'll do. Anthony did this. Anthony actually did this. Our buddy, right? Yeah, he did one where he said he did a poll where he said, like, Israel or Palestine. And it was like 70-30 Israel or Palestine. But the thing was, everybody was saying, I don't want to vote because it's neither. And his answer was like, it's obviously neither.
That's
pretty
cool.
I want to see if you had to choose which one most of you would choose. And so then I saw other ones in the similar spheres where, you know, you had some things where it was like 100,000 people voted in these polls on Twitter. And they were in like the right wing sphere, and you get like 55% of them saying neither when that was given an option. Yeah. So there's a significant number of people on the right. That is correct. I will say that the people are not necessarily totally actually fucking cowed by this. There are some, and they're going to be the most vocal. But notice the people going full exo are politicians, Jews, and people like Ian Miles Chong and fucking Charlie Kirk. Like, influencers, Jews, and politicians are the ones that are actually out there being the loudest and going full exo. In fact, there's a sizable population of the Twitter right who are fed up with that shit. They basically are on the thing of like neither. Now, I would say, you know, that's getting people to say neither is a step in the right direction. But like the way he's proposing it is wrong, because vindicating Donald Trump, like Donald Trump will go to war with the Arabs for Israel. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump wanted to go to war with Iran. Like, I understand that he was an anti-war candidate in some sense, but that he used the anti-war thing when it was very popular to win the election.
He used it to he used it to push Jeb Bush out of the fucking primaries. He didn't give a fuck about the war. He used it to say, "You're a brother in a stupid war," and it fucking worked. Right. And also
it worked because there is that element of nascent right wing like fuck foreign wars that is still very, very strong. It is still a very strong position, and isolationist position is still very strong. And I would actually agree with the idea of trying to amplify that isolationist position amongst
lots
of the
Americans. How much of the mainstream right opposes like foreign war because, like, you know, they don't want to pay more property taxes? I have no fucking.
I understand, but like, it's like the problem is that
I said last night, God help you, God help you if you live in like a municipality like populated by conservatives and you need a pothole fix. Those be like, go bootstrap yourself out of that bottle.
Yeah, I get it. I understand. And I don't want to like pander to those kind of sensibilities. I'm just telling you there's a strong isolationist streak. It is there. It is real. And I don't have a problem. Like, those people are already like much closer to somebody that we could talk to than like the go get them boomers, which sometimes is a bit of something that you assume because you see it a lot. But a lot of what you're seeing is politicians, influencers, and like even like fake accounts and shit. Like, you know, who knows? But there's a big amount of the right, and it's usually younger people than boomers. Like Xers, particular, you're gonna get them on like the I don't give a fuck neither. Right now, again, the I don't give a fuck neither side thing. I get it if it's like a normie right winger. That's I consider to be better than average. But somebody in our sphere who is doing that is actually just trying to promote FUD, and is effectively actually trying to support Zionism.
Right.
Because what we need to be able to do is take those kind of right wingers who are isolationists and argue with them and actually expose them to the idea of Jewish leadership. And yes, I do support Palestine, and that's why I argue against U.S. intervention. Because right now, the only thing that's making Hezbollah fucking hesitate is that aircraft carrier and the threat that the United States will bomb them.
I think
they sent
a second aircraft carrier.
There's a carrier group.
I guess they're just going to redeploy the entire United States military to its capital of Israel.
So the thing is, like, I don't want to discount the existence of those people. But again, going to, like, the boomer con and trying to appeal to that is pissing up the wrong rope. I don't think that we're going to catch many of those people.
Those people also are...
again, I feel kind of silly responding to this much, because putting Donald Trump, like supporting Donald Trump and Trumpism and MAGA, or the mainstream GOP is just going to actually create the apocalyptic war seemingly he's pretending that he wants to somehow avoid.
Yeah, but it also really just makes you a Jew-loving Zionist.
So what he really wants to have happen here is to go back to status quo. And he basically admits it at the beginning of his article. And the difference between him and us is that on some level, we like the chaos because we want the world to change. And right now, the world is changing. And so we want to watch it change. We want to make it change. And as he said, he wants to – look, he's admitting it himself. He wants to sit in his study and theory cell about meta problems that aren't actually real. So I don't – you know, that's kind of that. And I don't really feel like talking about this anymore, because there's a lot of real shit to talk about that I find a lot more interesting at this point. We've done, I feel like I've been on this hamster wheel for like 36 hours, and I want to jump off of it and talk about real shit. So basically, however, I will say, yes, absolutely, people should be advocating for non-U.S. entry into the war. That probably, frankly, at this point won't do any good, because if the probably America will enter the war. The question is, how much is it going to spread? Because I don't think Hezbollah is going to back down at this point. They issued a statement. You want to hear the statement they issued this morning?
Sure.
I think I've got it someplace. I know I have it someplace. Give me a second. What the fuck? Where is that group that I put it in? God damn it.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on therightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, therightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to therightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions. Create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure. So you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
It's in this group. Okay, here it is. Here it is. This is the Hezbollah issued a statement this morning. This is obviously an English translation. It says, "We were not at all surprised by the political positions and field measures taken by the American administration, especially in the recent statements of the American president in blatantly standing, declaring open support for the killing machine and the Zionist aggression against the Palestinian people. This is the true essence of the entire American policy and its continuous support for aggression and terrorism since the establishment of this usurping, occupying entity. We consider the United States a full partner in the Zionist aggression and hold it fully responsible for the killing, criminality, siege, destruction of homes, and horrific massacres against defenseless civilians, including children, women, and the elderly. We call on the masses of our Arab and Islamic nation, which knows the ugly truth of America and its aggression against the people of our nation in Iraq, Syria, and Afghanistan, to condemn the American intervention and its international and regional partners, and to expose this intervention at all political, popular, media, and legal levels, and in various regional and international forums and gatherings. Sending aircraft carriers to the region with the aim of raising the morale of the enemy and its frustrated soldiers reveals the weakness of the Zionist military machine, despite the crimes and massacres it commits, and thus its need for continuous external support to provide this temporary usurping entity with the means of life. Therefore, we affirm that this step will not frighten the people of our nation or the factions. The resistance is ready for confrontation until final victory and complete liberation is achieved." So it doesn't sound to me like they're going to back down, because there's an aircraft carrier off their shores. It doesn't sound to me like they're going to fucking back down. So, yeah, I don't disagree with anything that they've said there. I mean, I completely understand why they would say that. And there it is. And so I think that basically they are, in fact, going to wait until the Jews start to attack Gaza, which they probably will do sometime this week. And then they're going to attack Israel. And then who knows what America's going to do? Are they going to do what they said they're going to do and start bombing Lebanon? I imagine they probably will. And then we'll see what happens.
It's just,
so this shit is already in motion.
It's just staggering to me that this one little strip of land with less than 10 million people on it is holding the whole fucking world hostage.
Yep. Yep.
Well, and all geopolitics has to screech to a fucking halt.
It's not about
imagine being Ukraine.
It's not about the strip of land. It's about the hold they have over everything. Every financial, yeah. every like, all capital, everything. They rule our military that rules over the European military. Right.
Jews are basically their threat to the world is this. We better get this or like everyone's going to suffer. That's the threat to the world that they make. And they make that threat because they own the capital, the media, and the political system in the West, period. That's why last night in Rome, Italy, they fucking lit up the Arch of Titus with the Jewish flag as a total fuck you to history. That's how fucking resentful they are. They did that. They also lit up the Brandenburg Gate, but then last night they lit up the Arch of Titus in Rome, which is just an affront. This is after they were calling for having it removed from public view and put in storage someplace or even just destroyed. And they'll destroy it. If they get total victory, they'll destroy it. They'll destroy that. I mean, everyone knows the Arch of Titus, you know, the one where they're carrying off the menorah. The Romans are carrying off the menorah mm-hmm. in the frieze sure. on the arch. Yep. My favorite thing when I went to Italy, I made sure to get a picture of myself next to it. I don't know if I could find that. It's probably on one of my old phones, but yeah. Anyway, so that's what we're up against here. And right now, the blood curdling screams of the U.S. media for total death and destruction and combined with, you know, what's going on with the U.S. media and their slave morality? What's with their weeping and crying and gnashing of teeth and their tears? What's going on with the slave morality? Oh, you're my poor babies. Oh, my poor oppressed Jews. Oh, no, no, no. That's terrible. What's with the slave morality? How come we're not getting any blustery memes making fun of that?
This is probably interesting.
I kind of feel that the public maybe has some level of just exhaustion at this point because we got a dose of this with Ukraine for like, what, close to 2 years it feels like?
Yeah, yeah.
Of the same fucking shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's also babies that are impaling them on bayonets.
Have you seen this? This is huge. Have you seen this, Alex? The false flag shit is huge.
Yeah.
It's very big. And I think the reason
I feel like I've just been in a FUD cyclone for like 4 years.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. It feels somehow like that's FUD, even though I think what a lot of people that say that, if I could psychologically analyze them for a second with no reason at all, just a hunch, that
well,
I think what
let me
they're
tell,
doing
let me,
is.
Let me cut you off there. Like, I have like the medical diagnosis. Basically, you're really smart, and it's because you have an extra chromosome. It makes you really smart.
Well, look, here's what I think is going on with the people that are saying that. There are some things that you could do in dot connecting if you want. I don't think so, and I could explain why. But I think what it is that they actually want to blame Israel for absolutely everything. And so even what they see, and they're squeamish about some of the shit that Hamas did. And they want to make that somehow Israel's fault too. Like they basically create, because there's, again, it is true that Hamas was funded by Israel in the early 2000s as a counterweight to the Palestine Authority. But as it turned out, the Palestinian Authority was much easier for them to negotiate with than Hamas. It's also true that Hamas has taken some questionable positions in the past, and it was due to the fact that they had a lot of influence from the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt.
Yeah.
And there were some unfortunate positions they took, like they initially were against the Assad regime in Syria. They've changed their – they've completely changed now. And the as everybody knows, like the Arab – well, I don't know if everyone knows. So in Egypt, there was the Arab Spring, and so they threw out Hosni Mubarak, who was the dictator of Egypt for like – years, like a very long time, and they started having elections, and then this guy Mohamed Morsi, who was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, won. And then what happened is that the same kinds of people that were supporting Hosni Mubarak, the deep state of Egypt, like the military complex, effectively the military generals in Egypt, staged a coup and they kicked Morsi out of the presidency because he was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, and they didn't want the Muslim Brotherhood in their government. And they wanted to continue. They were also worried he was going to be too militant. He was going to side with Hamas. But again, these things are confusing because this was in like 2011. Mohamed Morsi then sided again with the so-called rebels. This was, you know, this was before everything was kind of shaken out with ISIS. He sided with the so-called rebels in Syria initially. Then he was overthrown by this guy al-Sisi, who's the president to this day. There's no democracy now. He's overthrown another military dictator. And there was this massive protest of Muslim Brotherhood members in Cairo, and like the fucking Egyptian government killed like 600 people to maintain power. And of course, al-Sisi is a complete fucking tool of America, and therefore a tool of Israel. And he like reversed the openly hostile position of Egypt towards Syria, but it's still like, let's be honest, they're just not being involved in it, right? They're not criticizing anything that's going on. They're not supporting Assad. They're just like letting all that shit happen. But Hamas has totally reversed their position now. They no longer support ISIS. In fact, they oppose ISIS. So this is an unfortunate history and some unfortunate things that they did, and they're retarded when they were doing those things, but that's all changed now. They're legitimately, that's just not there. So to accuse them of that, like literally the last time you could find articles about them supporting, you know, the rebels in Syria is 2013, literally 10 years ago. So it's just not relevant anymore. And now you have the Iranians are out there saying, we didn't have anything to do with planning this, but you know, we kissed the hands of the people that did it. That's what the Ayatollah said. So like those kind of people bringing that up is a way of spreading FUD. It's like, here's what happened. Israel's not as smart as you think it is. It actually is a significant faction of retarded, like low IQ, Ben Gavir style Jews in the government.
Things are not going well. Zog is having a lot of trouble.
Right.
If you're still hanging out, like, this is why I think also like the this is fake, the tinfoil stuff.
They want to think that it's actually more powerful than it is.
Well, they want you to think it. Like, I just think it's like another Zionist entertainment product. They want to project like the power and the omnipotence and the omniscience of these people, but there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, every time I remember like just talking about like domestic events with that, regardless of, you know, forgetting about these geopolitical events, but it's just like the narrative that something didn't happen or was staged somehow so that they could get some eventual like political whatever out of the capital brought about. But it's like, it's always perfect, and there's always a post hoc explanation for how, oh, this worked out exactly to get this done. And usually it doesn't. My favorite one is like Sandy Hook. Sandy Hook got like weird gun laws in New York and Connecticut, and that was it.
But it didn't really accomplish anything.
I mean, unless you want to say like the long term goal of faking Sandy Hook was to like censor Alex Jones, like, okay. Like, he's doing fine.
Well, he's super supporting Israel right now.
Yeah, he supposedly owes those families a ton of money because of the lawsuit, but it's like that, like, you're running out of, like, you can't tell me that that's what the outcome they're, like, so, like, which is it? Was it real, or did their plans fail, like, not go through? So it's just bullshit.
Here's what I think, though, on that, is that people have been very primed to think like that, to think everything is fake. And the reason is because, like, so much shit is fucking fake. Like, people are legitimately completely confused and befuddled by everything because it doesn't make sense. And the people that don't have our worldview have a very difficult time making heads or tails of, like, what is going on? Like, they don't understand it. So
what makes sense is paragliders coming over the horizon into your fucking desert rave.
People develop these bullet lists of things that they're like, this happened, this happened, this happened, this happened. Isn't it all perfect? Netanyahu set all this up because he wants to level Gaza and he wanted a reason. I'm like, well, here's the problem. Like, first of all, I mean, I could debunk the false flag. I actually get why people think it. I just think it's wrong. And I think the reason they think it, I think part of it is, yes, there's people out there actively telling them to think it. I think another part of it is there are people who legitimately have a hard time with the idea that the system in place is actually full of holes, is actually having a lot of problems, is actually failing on significant levels. And they don't like that, one, because it makes them actually feel insecure to think that of the actual system crumbling, and two, because some people maybe don't really want to do anything. They don't want to give it a push. And I'm here to give it a kick in the ass off the cliff. That's what I want to do. Okay? So come what may, right? Come what may. You know why? Frankly, because look, I mean, from my perspective, what do I have to lose? Which is not, obviously, I'm not talking about doing any like physical terrorism or I'm talking about political stuff, right? So, yes, politically, I want to push this system off the ledge that it's teetering on. And I think a lot of people don't want to believe that it's really teetering on a ledge. Also, a lot of people want to believe if they want to kind of take a comfy position where they don't have to worry about Israel, because it's just, it feels like Israel's got everything on lockdown, so they don't have to really weigh in on stuff because, well, it's fake, you know, they let this happen, Lehop and all that shit. I don't think so. I don't think this is Lehop. I think that's retarded.
That's absolutely retarded. Now, they were caught off guard. They were attacked by this brutally oppressed minority, and things are not going well, and they're not happy.
Yeah.
They weren't expecting anything. This was a glorious fucking counterattack against the evil Zion Empire.
Yeah, but hold on a second. I don't totally agree with that. I think that they were provoking them, but they did not have any clue that it would be this. What's that?
Provoking by existing. The Israeli state isn't in and of itself a provocation. Oh, yeah, they went to the Al-Aqsa.
The fucking retarded Ben Gavir Jews. This is the problem.
That is true. You're right about that.
Those fucking retarded Jews. And in fact, this is another problem that Israel is having because they have an internal conflict right now.
Right.
You know, those guys are getting kicked out of the government. They're getting kicked out of the Israeli government, those guys, those retards. And the reason is because the Netanyahu and first it was Yair Lapid, but now I guess the guy that is going to go in is Benny Gantz, who is the labor Zionist guy, whatever. But yeah, they're forming a unity government now, and they're kicking those people the fuck out. Because to a lot of Jews in Israel, those people caused this problem. Not because, like, oh, Lehop or anything, but because, like, they see all the provocations at the mosque, all the shit, like, all the shit that fucking Ben Gavir and his fucking retard bunch were doing. And they were doing straight provocations like that. So I get why. You know, but again, the thing is, that relies on an idea that they organized this whole op in, what, like 2 days? Because they went, it's a week tomorrow. It was Thursday where they went into the mosque, where the rabbis went into the mosque.
Yeah.
So now the timeline has gone from the 6 billion,
are you
which
asking,
is like a few weeks, to like a couple of days.
I think the position is they were planning an operation, but the mosque desecration is what caused them to advance the time.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this SvenPai guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free riding. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm SvenPai's top guy. What am I going to do? Seven Sun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
Timeline significant.
Yeah, I don't buy that because the fucking timeline coincided exactly with the 15th anniversary
of the Cold War.
They were going to do it on this date no matter what.
You can't reach retarded people that have decided this.
Like, again, I don't think that it's totally retarded to think the mosque provocation had something to do with it. But like, there's degrees here, right? There's
that's what they cited as the inciting incident was, you had fucking kites in our mosque. It. Yeah. And that's probably hard for people in the West to understand, but like, Arabs actually take religion seriously. I know that American Christians don't, but you're not really religious. Arabs are religious.
Right. And yes, they did name it after they did blame it on that incident, but they would have named it something different if they would have just come up with some other name. There's no way this wasn't planned for at least a fucking year.
That provocation is par for the course with Israel.
Yeah, that's what
they do this shit all the time, all the fucking time. Somebody's storming this or that mosque, or there's something going on. There's somebody
hold up in the mosque and they're throwing flashbang grenades around and people. That's sort of like the other side of this is
Israel had to have known it was coming because they kept poking the bear. Like they had to have known they were going to eventually.
No. I know you're not saying that, but my point is that like that's not. Don't assume that because they might just be retarded. Like that's my thing. Like this is actually something that I think people need to consider. And I had a conversation.
I saw one commentator. He had an interesting take on this. He was like, if you think about it, though. like modern Israelis and modern Americans are both kind of similar in that they're complacent. And they've gotten very, very fat and stupid and lazy. And they generally don't expect this kind of stuff sometimes. And that the type of Israelis you have now are not like the ones from decades ago.
Dude, they're retarded.
Yeah.
Like that group, those Haredi Jews and Ben Gavir and those types, they are dumb. And it's important to understand that a significant portion of the Israeli government, the Interior Ministry, which is responsible for internal policing. Now, I don't know if he's responsible for Shin Bet, which is like the secret police, and obviously Mossad operates everywhere. But again, Israel also has a number of problems. They have to worry about Iran. They have to worry about Hezbollah. They probably consider them to be significantly bigger threats than Gaza. So maybe they just took their eye off the
ball. Well, yeah, because they were fucking around in the West Bank. That's the other aspect of this, is they really weren't paying as much attention to the Gaza Strip as they had been recently because of all of the annexation going on in the West Bank, all the shit they were getting away with over there.
Right. So they have to constantly keep their eye everywhere. There's so many things that they always have to be looking at. And America, and here's something a lot of people haven't considered. A lot of intelligence assistance is given to Israel from the United States. But what the fuck has the United States intelligence been obsessed with for the last year and a half? Fucking Ukraine. So there's a lot of shit going on. Like, again, you know, don't assume that there's a false flag when they could just honestly be fucking stupid. And that's what I think. I think they are just stupid and they got cocky and they got complacent and they got caught with their pants off, literally, in the case of those people at the rave.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So what is it you keep looking at? You seem like very distracted by something on the screen, or do you have?
It's the usual stuff.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I was looking at a story that's possible a second hour, but it's not about the conquering of Israel. So I don't know if it's worth doing, but.
Well, look, I don't want to like engage in arguments with like other people on the dissident right anymore. I've done that enough. Like,
well, we've covered the dissident right. What was really, really disappointing to me was watching the dissident left and just watching them completely fumble the ball and trip over their own feet over this.
Well, what's also interesting to me is watching how the reason that's happening is because Jews aren't behind them in what they're doing. So they're fucking up. Like the radical left is Jews have like they're not supporting them, and so they don't know what they're running around like chickens with their head cut off.
Is having fucking interviews with Zionists now.
I saw
embarrassing.
I saw a clip the other day of some Jew, like he was talking to Tim Poop and he was talking to Jimmy Dore. And Jimmy Dore is just basically like out of the gate, like I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm not an expert on the Israeli palestine. It's just like went on out of his way to be like, I know nothing and will say nothing. It was like one of the weirdest
Poole
things I ever saw.
And Jimmy Dore, neither of whom know anything.
And they both were like up and up and like putting that directly out there. I don't know anything about this. I know this just happened, but I don't know. And like, tell me what to think, Mr. Jew Man. And like Mr. Jew Man told him what to think. It was pretty funny.
Oh, wait, there was a Jew involved in that?
Well, the Jew was the host of this show. I don't remember what it was. It's just something that came across in some kind of podcast, YouTube video thing. And it was just pathetic. It's like, wow, these two are just completely uninformed about
Wow.
But vaguely.
It would be funny if they had no Jew minder. It was just the two of them, like, knowing anything.
This
was
a Jewish
coming
show.
Up with stuff, just like. Yeah, Jews aren't going to let that happen.
Now, this was a Jew show that was being handed. It was like one of the more even handed presenting Jews.
Oh yeah, they still need some.
You know, it wasn't like a zealous like, you know, let's kill all the Palestinians type guy. It was this is a big problem because two state solutions, ma this, ma that, and it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny that like Jimmy Dore is so like neutered, like that part of the left is so has nothing to say on these issues because frankly they won't. I think Jimmy Dore knows damn well. Everything he needs to know.
Yeah, I don't buy that
he's just not going to say it because he's like, I just want to do my YouTube show where I talk about, you know, unions and labor and I just want to be anti-white. And I don't want to talk about the Israeli issue. I just want to punt on that forever because I'll get in trouble. Like, those guys are just useless too.
You can't ever, and Tim Pool, for all we know, even though I do think he's a moron, might actually be more informed than he is pretending to be, but he doesn't want to say anything either. And the thing is this.
Well, that's the whole fucking dissident corporate trademark spectrum now.
Yeah.
But here's the funny thing.
From each other. I can't tell the difference now between like a supposed leftist or a right-wing dissident. They say the same shit. The bulk of their commentary is all about my free speech and my wokeism and feminism is destroying Hollywood, that kind of shit. That's like the bulk of their intellectual product now.
Just taking L's constantly.
They have collapsed into a fucking gay singularity.
L after L.
Yeah, it's like, really bad. But the other thing is that there's another element to this of like all these people saying like, I don't know, rather than just actually parroting like a Zionist, like just like an openly Zionist line. Like Tim Pool is dumb, right? And maybe he doesn't know, but he could just go out and give whatever very easy talking points were given to him by Jews and just full-throatedly support Israel and whatever they're doing. The problem is he actually would lose subscriber if he did that. People wouldn't like it.
He could do what Sublation Media did. Just bring on a Zionist shill. Just bring one on your show. Just let him do Zionist apologetics.
They're not
for
in
like
short supply.
Minutes.
You just call. You know, you can call somebody up from Countercurrents to be your Zionist shill on your show that day. Get Greg Johnson.
Well, this is kind of one of the things I want to say about this. Is that like, yeah, it kind of makes what they're doing even more disgraceful, because the thing is, it's. I know you're not going to believe me when I say this, but there is a lot of people who are just sort of like not wanting to weigh in. And I interpret that as they don't want to go full-throated Zionist, but they are afraid of saying anything other than that. So they actually just try and punt on it. And the reason they punt on it is because either they actually feel bad or they are legitimately worried that their audience will not be happy with them going full-throated Zionist. Because I get that, like, the media makes it appear like everybody is, like, lusting for blood over these beheaded babies, but there's a significant bunch of people in this country that do not want to go.
That's what really is funny about Sublation Media is their site is smaller than ours. They have a YouTube channel. It gets very little interaction. Mm-hmm. There's a very tiny audience. And they felt it was necessary to piss off even that tiny little group.
Yeah.
Because, of course, no one wants to see them have a fucking Zionist on there chilling for 30 minutes.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't.
All right. They don't. Well, we got to take a break. We should probably come back and look at that. I know there's a lot of stuff going on there that you were talking about offline. So let's do that in a few minutes. Let's go have some lunch.
You are listening to the Daily Sowa.